Hello and welcome. You're listening to Chris Ann from Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And tonight we're going to be doing the predictions for January 23rd until January 29th of 2022. Let's look ahead and let's see what does this week have in store for us. So as usual, I do have my favorite deck here in front of me. I'm using the Mystic Art Medicine cards. I am giving them a little bit of a shuffle and let's pull some cards and let's see what is the energy that's going to be coming in for this week. So the first card I pulled, very interestingly enough, is the card of perception. This is a very interesting card because it appears that one thing looks one way, but you need to look at it from another perspective. Take a second look at a lot of the big decisions that you need to make this week. On one hand, things could look more grim than what they really are. I think things are going to be better than what they appear to be. Please use your voice, use your words, ask questions. It's okay to say, but what does this mean for me? What does this entail? What is required of me? What, and what? It is okay to ask questions so you can get a clear picture on what's actually going on. Things might be presented to you, but make sure you have a full understanding of what you're getting involved in. I just pulled another couple cards. The other card I pulled is the card of new growth. New things coming in, starting this week. Last week was a little bit of funky energy. As we move through that funky energy and regain who we are meant to be, starting this week, we are still in the new year. We are still approaching this year and recognizing what is it that we hope to accomplish this year? What is it that we want to learn and get established? So that's what this week is going to be the start of. It's going to be starting of new growth. Now, this new growth is going to be coming in based on our intuitive awareness of what is best for us. So pay attention and perceive things that are coming in, but don't forget to rely on your intuition, that sixth sense, that voice inside your head. If something feels right, go for it. If something doesn't feel right, please heed that knowledge. The other card that I pulled for this week is the card of transformation. This absolutely piggybacks on that new growth card because this transformation is going to be embracing things that we have always wanted to do within this lifetime because we have done them in past lifetimes. This life happens to be the continuation of some of those skill sets that we have learned in past lives. And this week is going to be really kicking off some of that. Oh, I've always wanted to do that, or I've always had a keen interest in that. That's what this week holds for us. So pay attention to some of those things that feel like been there, done that before. Pay attention to some of that because that's really going to be coming through, especially this week, to really kickstart us, kind of kick us in the butt for some of the things that we need to do moving forward on a soul level. I'm going to pull one more card for this week and let's see what this card is. Oh, this is the card of meditation. So when this card comes up, it's always telling us take time for ourselves, whether it be to reflect on what it is that we want, need, and desire, but it's also a time that we can take for ourselves. It's a gift for ourselves. We can give ourselves that few moments of peace and calm, connecting with our guides, connecting with our ancestors, connecting with our own higher self, getting a deeper intuitive sight into what is coming up for us. But it is also a time, meditation is a great time to de-stress, decompress from what's going on. You can sort of take a step back, so to speak, within that mind's eye of going deeper and recognizing who you are on a much deeper soul level. So meditation is a wonderful gift that we can give ourselves. And for some people, they need to pencil that in their book so they have that time and that space to be able to do that for themselves. And if you need to pencil that in for yourself, then go ahead and pencil it in for yourself. Not everybody can sit and meditate and just go into that state. If you are not able to, please give yourself credit for the ways that you can meditate. For some people, it's taking a jog. It's doing a walking meditation. For some people, they drive and sometimes forget how they get from point A to point B because they've kind of done sort of a little driving meditation. I don't advocate actually doing a guided meditation while you're driving, but sometimes it just happens, is what I'm saying. So meditation happens in many ways. It looks as if it's many forms. So don't think because you can't do what you view as a conventional meditation that you aren't capable of meditation. Many people can meditate in their own way. You know, we're not cookie cutters. We are here to experience things in our way. So give yourself credit for any way, shape, or form that you are able to accomplish things that makes your heart sing. That's what's important. Ooh, this is going to be a really cool week ahead. I'm looking forward to this immensely. Now, the crystals for this week, I've divined these already. We've had rose quartz a couple of times, and once again, we have rose quartz this week. I have spoken about rose quartz, but once again, I'm going to reiterate that because obviously it's coming up and it's important. Rose quartz is what I consider to be your basic stone of love. It is a readily available pink stone, easy to get your hands on, very inexpensive. It is a very easy stone to locate, find, and carry. Rose quartz is your stone of love. When you carry it on your left-hand side of the body, your left-hand pocket, a bracelet on the left-hand side, a ring on the left-hand side, that is bringing the energy of love into you, into your aura, embracing the love that's coming into you. When you wear rose quartz on the right-hand side, you are sending out love to those that need it. Rose quartz is one of the very few stones that I say, carry it on both sides. It's okay to accept the love that's coming in and hey, send some love out as well. How wonderful is that? Because then you're surrounded in a circle of love. It's a very wonderful energy that has a give and a take to it. So rose quartz being that basic stone of love, I think for this week, if you have two, I'm going to tell you to carry two stones, one on the right and one on the left. The next stone is morganite, very much in a comparable vein to rose quartz. Morganite is a little bit harder to get your hands on. It's considerably more expensive. Morganite, I am going to say this is going to be on the left-hand side so we can receive the energy. Morganite is for that divine love, that very, very high vibration of love. It is also the stone of self-love. Morganite cleanses our energy throughout, but especially on the heart level. Now, if you want it to do this, we're going to carry it on the right-hand side. Morganite also can release those habitual relationship patterns that may not be working for you. Morganite helps us to recognize them and release them so we can break that negative pattern, those habitual mistakes that we all make in relationships. So if we want to break that, we can bring the love energy in on the left-hand side, carrying it on the left-hand side with Morganite. But if we want to release that and get rid of it and recognize what those patterns are, it is great to carry Morganite on the right-hand side. And you might want to double it with a smoky quartz because that's another great detoxer. Not my stone for the week, but just my 2 cents worth. But Morganite really helps you connect with that divine love and that self-love. The other stone for this week, once again, a difficult one to find. Yeah, sorry. But it's blue tourmaline. Blue tourmaline is your stone of intuition. But it also helps you to stop overthinking. It aligns your mind with your divine energy. It is a really, really cool stone. I love blue tourmaline. It is a much higher vibration of a stone. It's a little hard to find blue tourmaline. Sometimes we're lucky enough to find it if we have a piece of watermelon tourmaline. There could be some blue within that. But I am going to say blue tourmaline is going to be on the left-hand side for this week as well to bring that energy in. The next stone is green aventurine. I believe we've talked about this in the past, but once again, I'm going to reiterate it. Green aventurine promotes love. It works on the heart chakra. It also works on forgiveness. It helps you to release what's not working for you and to have acceptance for where it is that you're at in the moment. It boosts your creativity. But most importantly, green aventurine for this week is going to balance that male and female energy. Green aventurine is a super easy stone to lay your hands on. It is very inexpensive as well. And if you're lucky enough to have two, I am going to say carry this one on both sides as well. So if you get a simple tumbled stone, you can put it in your left-hand pocket and one in your right-hand pocket. If you don't have pockets and you are somebody that wears a bra, put them in your bra. That's okay too. Or get little pouches and you can pin them to the inside of your clothing or something of that nature. And then the last one that I know we've talked about before, but I feel it's really important for this week, is shungite. Shungite is a wonderful stone. It's actually one of my favorite stones when it comes to protection. So shungite is a stone that works on protecting our aura, protecting our space, protects ourselves. It works on a psychic level of psychic protection. If somebody is going to sort of do the evil eye upon you, shungite is one that is very protective. But it protects our space as well as us. Many believe that it protects with EMF rays as well. I personally have my entire house gridded with shungite, and I do wear shungite. I am going to say that I want shungite on the left-hand side for this week. Now, a lot of people say, I can't carry stones, but I can keep them by my bedside. How do I do that? It works the exact same way. When you're laying in your bed, on your back, stick out your left hand. That's the left-hand side of your bed. Stick out your right hand. That's the right-hand side of your bed. Does not matter where in the bed you sleep, if you sleep with another person. It doesn't matter if they're on the right-hand side or they're on the left-hand side. You need the stones on that side of the bed, period. You can either put them on a bedside table. You can tape them behind the headboard if it's a child. You can put them under the bed, once again, if it's a child or, you know, you don't want somebody to see the stones. As long as it's on either the right or the left-hand side of the bed, when you are in the bed laying on your back, that's how you know the direction of it. So, I hope this helps everybody with some predictions for this week. Have awareness, have some foresight that some wonderful stuff is going to be coming in, and have this awareness of it is okay to follow your intuition. you so much for tuning in. I wish you well. Have a wonderful week. And don't forget, if you're interested in a private reading, you can always check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Same as the show name. And also my email, if you need to get in touch with me, is elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Thank you so much. I wish you all well. Be free.